So we'll start discussing some Inyani Pesach, and since we've been discussing some Inyani Kiddush, it's a good transition discussing, is there any difference between the mitzvah of Kiddush all year round and the mitzvah of Kiddush on Leil Pesach? So we'll discuss some differences. So the Gemara tells us in Brachas, and Daf Chav Zayin, Rav Soli Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav basically made Shabbos early. He made Kiddush early before nightfall, even before Shkia, after Plag HaMincha, an hour and a quarter before sunset, after 4:45. So Rav made Kiddush early. How can you make Kiddush before Shabbos? So there's a concept of Tosefes Shabbos. Is Tosefes Shabbos, is that a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabbanan? So actually the source of Tosefes goes back to a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma tells us, and everyone agrees to this, that the mitzvah in our Torah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The Pasuk says the 9th when it's really the 10th. And the Gemara tells us, we learn out from here, that you bring in Yom Kippur early and you extend it as well. So there's a mitzvah, explicit Gemara, and even the Rambam, I'll say even the Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't mention Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yontif. He only quotes the halacha by Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Everybody agrees Tosefes Yom HaKippurim is a mitzvah in our Torah. What about Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif? Again, people also make a mistake. They think there's no Tosefes Yontif. There's no fundamental difference between Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif. The reason some people make this mistake is because there are certain Yom Tovim that you can't bring in early. Perhaps Leil Pesach, perhaps Leil Shavuos, but they're all technical reasons. Other reasons, nothing to do with the halacha of Tosefes Shabbos. It could be Atz Tamimus, it could be Atz Karban Pesach, whatever the issues are, they're not Tosefes Yontif. So fundamentally, there is no difference between Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif. So, what is the status of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif? So the Or Zeruah writes, and others, we see based on this Gemara, how could Rav make Kiddush before, after Plag HaMincha, before nightfall, as Tosefes Shabbos? The mitzvah of Kiddush is a mitzvah in our Torah. However, then it must be that Tosefes Shabbos is Doraisa, because if Tosefes Shabbos is only Darabanan, how could you do a mitzvah min HaTorah in a zman which isn't Shabbos min HaTorah? It's only midrabanan. Hence, many Rishonim conclude that the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif is a mitzvah min HaTorah. There is a Mordechai in Megillah which says the Kasha is the Teretz. No, Tosefes Shabbos is Darabanan. And that's the Raya that you could do a... He gets into a whole discussion, can a drabanan be yotzei a daraisa? But we see from here, he says, we see you could do a mitzvah min haTorah in a zman, which is only drabanan. So the Mordechai turns the kasha into the teretz. But other Rishonim, and the way we assume that Tosefes Shabbos is daraisa as well, and therefore that's why you can make Kiddush during that time. The Rambam is silent on the issue. He doesn't discuss Tosefes Shabbos. It's non-existent. So what's the pshat? So how could you make Shabbos early then, according to, how does he learn that Gemara? How could you bring in Shabbos early if there's no concept of Tosefes Shabbos? How could you make Kiddush early? So that's what the Rambam writes. Rav Soloveitchik explains and others that no, by the mitzvah of Kiddush is before Shabbos. In other words, it has to be, you know, within a reasonable amount of time, so maybe after Plag HaMincha, but the mitzvah of Kiddush, as we discussed in Kiddush, the mitzvah of, that was the Machlokas Rambam Ramban, and what is the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush, but according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is Zechira Shevach, it's to talk about the unique praise of Shabbos, Bichnisaso, in its entrance,
Ubiyitziyasa, when it's exit. So the mitzvah is actually to talk about it before it comes. According to the Rambam, you can make Havdalah before Shabbat is over. Of course, you can't. You could say Hamavdi, you can't light candles and any of that stuff, and you can't do Malacha, but that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is there's no Kasha, there is no concept of Tosef Shabbos, it's just that the mitzvah of Kiddush, you're allowed to make after Plag HaMincha. That's how we, that's the mitzvah B'Yitziyaso, B'Chnisaso, B'Yitziyaso. So either way, whatever the lum this is, whether you want to take Tosfos to Mordechai and the Rambam, everyone agrees to the bottom line. Rav Solishol Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, we make early Shabbos. Especially now with the clock changing, we talk about colloquial early Shabbos. Really, every week is early Shabbos, because that's why we light candles. The minute in America, North America is 18 minutes before, and in Yerushalayim might be 30, 40. But we bring in, we always, there's a mitzvah in our Torah of Tosef Shabbos, even when Shabbos is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. When we talk about early Shabbos, we don't mean Alt Tosefes Shabbos, meaning we just so, but we mean early Shabbos. How early can we bring in after Plag HaMincha? So whoever the lumdus is, the bottom line is the halacha is this coming Friday night, and then and any other Friday night, you could bring. I don't see, as we'll get into Rav Moshe, so I don't see too many people bringing in early, quote unquote, early Shabbos in the winter. I don't see many people bringing in Shabbos at 3 o'clock after Plag. But that's a separate discussion. But the bottom line is, you can make Kiddush early, and whatever the lumdus is, either at Tosefes Shabbos or that's the mitzvah. But, so everyone agrees you can make Kiddush early on a regular Friday night. What about Kiddush Leil Pesach? As I said, there's no fundamental difference in Tosefes Yontif between Yontif and Shabbos, so I would think that the same halacha should apply Leil Pesach. It's all about the kids. Pesach night, the earlier the better, while they're still up. So I would expect the same halacha. Yet if I open up the Shulchan Aruch, that's the first mistake. You open up the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber writes, you can't make Kiddush ad shetechshach. You can't make Kiddush until nightfall. And the question is why? So what is the difference? Why by Kiddush all year round I can make it after Plag HaMincha? But yet by Leil Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch writes, I have to wait until Laila. So what's that all about? So this is a machlokas between the Magen Avram and the Taz. What is Pshat in the Machaber? Why is the Machaber being Machmir by Leil Pesach in contradistinction to the rest of the year? So the Magen Avraham says as follows. We know the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Chaf makes a hekesh between, we know we have to eat the Karban Pesach, we prepare it before we eat the Karban Pesach at night. Machlok is in the Gemara whether you have to finish it by Chatzos or what you have until Alos HaShachar. And the Gemara equates that today we don't have the Karban Pesach, so we have a Hekesh to Matzah. So the Gemara equates Matzah to Karban Pesach, so just like Matzah, just like Karban Pesach has to be eaten at night, so too Matzah has to be eaten, and then you have the Machokas, and you have to finish the Matzah by Chatzos or by Alos HaShachar. And in fact, Rashi over there has a bigger Chiddush. Not only do you compare Achilas Matzah to Achilas Karban, but the Hachana. Just like you prepare for the Karban Pesach after Chatzos, so too that's when you should start baking matzahs after Chatzos, and that's a separate shear in terms of that. But that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chassidim who are machmir that they wait until Erev Pesach after Chatzos and they bake the matzah. A lot of pros and cons. If you can get your hands on that matzah, or should I say, if you can afford that matzah, then, you know, there's no reason not to get it, but we'll get into that. But that's just on the side. Besides that, we have another pasuk anyway, the Erev Tochu Matos. But either way, the Gemara tells us matzah has to be eaten at night. So that's the Gemara. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, it doesn't only apply to matzah and Karban Pesach, but kol ha-mitzvahs ha-layla.
that the Magen Avraham, based on different sources, says this is true for the whole night. It applies to the mitzvah of Dalet Kosels. Perhaps think Tosfos says also Hallel should be done before Chatzos. So all the mitzvahs halayla. That's the sheet of the Magen Avraham, that one should fit, one, it's not just limited to matzah, but all the Dalet Kosels and all the mitzvahs halayla have to be done and be finished, you know, and be finished, you know, at Chatzos. You know, whatever that's the time we're assuming. So the Magen Avraham is saying, you know why? So why is Leil Pesach different? It's nothing to do with Kiddush. Kiddush is the same Leil Pesach as it is this coming week. The reason why the Mechazir have to go back, it's a chisaron in the mitzvah, it's a din in Leil Pesach, that from the Hekesh Midrabanan we compare Dalet Kosos to Matzah, and the Chachamim said, according to the Magen Avraham anyway, that one has to do the Dalet Kosos at nighttime, and that's why it's no good. It's not, Kiddush isn't, it's a chisaron in the Dalet Kosos, that it's one of the mitzvahs, it always happens that the first cup is always Kiddush, and therefore, if you make Kiddush before Laila, you're not going to be yotzei your first cup. That's the Magen Avraham. The Taz says nothing doing. He says it has everything to do with Kiddush. The reason why the Machaber says you can't make Kiddush early is it's all about Kiddush. What do you mean it's all about? So why then? Why is it all about Kiddush Leil Pesach and not all about Kiddush every other night of the year, every other Friday night? So the Taz explains as follows. You're familiar with the principle, and the Gemara elaborates in Arve Pesachim, Kiddush b'makam suda. There's halacha that you have to have Kiddush in the place of Yisuda. How far does that go? What's considered makam suda? That's a separate discussion. In the same room, could you see the person? But whatever the parameters are, the halacha is clear. You need Kiddush b'makam suda. And that what it means is, physically, you make Kiddush in the place, you know, where you're eating. Comes along the Taz and says a bigger Kiddush. He wants to expound the definition of Kiddush b'makam suda. Not only does Kiddush b'makam suda mean actually in the place where you're having the suda, but it has to be roi l'suda. In other words, I have to be able to eat the meal now. If I can't eat the meal now, I can't make Kiddush. So in other words, so we know from the Hekesh, from the Gemara Pesachim or the Pasuk, you know, Vachos Abasa Balayla Zebai Karban Pesach, Lob Erev Tochu Matzos. We know you have to eat the Karban Pesach, i.e., the matzah at night. The matzah is the Suda, that's the bread. So since I can't eat the matzah until nightfall, so if I make Kiddush before nightfall, I'm lacking in Kiddush B'makam Suda. I'm not yotzi my mitzvah of Kiddush. That's why the Mechaber says to wait. By the rest of the year, that's a discussion we'll get into, but the assumption is you can have your suda during the day, like before seitz. That's a separate machokas taza marshal, maybe we'll get into. But the assumption is on Shabbos you can eat your meal early, so therefore you do Kiddush b'makam suda. But by Pesach, you have to eat the matzah at night. The matzah is the definition of your suda. Therefore, if you make Kiddush before the Zman of eating matzah, you are lacking in Kiddush b'makam suda, hence you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. So it's a fundamental machlokas Taz and Magen Avraham. What's the pshat in the Mechaber? Why is the Mechaber so strict that you can't make Kiddush on Leil Pesach? Either the Magen Avraham, it's a chisaron in the mitzvahs halayla, nothing to do with Kiddush, it has to do that Kiddush happens to be the first cup of wine. According to Taz, has everything to do with Kiddush. My nafka mina. What's the practical difference between the Taz and the Magen Avraham? The bottom line is, push comes to shove, I'm going to have to wait until nightfall to make Kiddush. So why are we getting all excited about this machokas, Magen Avraham and Taz? So nafka mina will be as follows. Let's say you went ahead, you made Kiddush early. You didn't know the Mechaber. You made Kiddush before the Zman. And then someone tells you later, you know, you're about. So the luck, so according to the Magen Avraham, it's no problem. You're yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. You can be yotze Kiddush early. The problem is, it's lacking in one of the four cups. You have to go ahead and drink another cup, according to the Magen Avraham. You have to drink another cup because you need the four cups from after nightfall until Chatzos, or Alos, whatever Shita we're assuming. But according to the Taz, if you make Kiddush early, you're lacking Kiddush from Akam Zuz. You're not Yotze Kiddush. Again, that gets into, you know, the whole Shia. But let's assume if you don't have Kiddush from Akam Zuz, you're not Yotze, you're mitzvah of Kiddush. And hence, you're chayav to make Kiddush over again. So nafkamina number one is, if you made Kiddush early, once it became nightfall, would you have to go ahead and make another Kiddush? According to the Magen Avraham, no. You just have to drink another cup. And according to the Taz, yes. That's one nafkamina. So that's I guess a kula for the Magen Avraham and a chumra for the Taz. On the other hand, usually a kula ends up being a chumra and a chumra ends up being a kula. The question is, when do I have to finish? When do I have to drink the four cups by? So according to the Magen Avraham, you have to finish everything by Chatzos. People have a whole discussion. Let's finish that, get the Afikomen in by Chatzos and all that. But really, according to the Magen Avraham, and that one has to finish the whole Seder by. In fact, Rav Shecht always likes saying over the story, his kids, I guess, went to Breuer's. You know, he lives in Washington Heights, right? You with me? So, you know, kids can, maybe some adults do it also, but kids, when they come back, you see them the next, my Seder went to 11, my Seder went to 1 o'clock, my Seder went to 3 o'clock, my Seder ended at Chatzot, or, you know, because Rav Shecht Shita was, you have to finish the whole Seder by Chatzos, right, based on this Magen Avraham. So it's a Chumra in that sense, or perhaps some might say it's a Kula. You actually get to go to sleep at Chatzos that night, but however you want to look at it, it's sprinkled with Kulas and Chumras in there in different perspectives. Whatever you want, the Magen Avraham says, and that's what Rav Shecht works with, you have to finish the whole Seder. You know, obviously you could sing Yechag Gadj anytime you want, but with the halachic part of the Seder, you have to finish the Hallel. Whatever is halachically considered part of the Seder, you should finish everything by Chatzos. And according to Taz, you don't have to finish by Chatzos. The reason why the Machaber said nightfall is because Kiddush Makom Suda, but there is no halacha that we compare Dalet Kosas to Matzah, and you have the whole night to, you know, to finish the. That's the Machlokes, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, and the Nafkamina. What I was talking about is by Tosefes Shabbos is a. There is actually a Tosefes Harash in Brachas, which actually does say we do have a halacha of Tosefes by Leil Pesach, and you can make Pesach, or the same, you can make Kiddush after Pagah Mincha. He says the halacha is the same way, and we don't pass in the Mechaber, it's not even brought down as a sheet in the Shulchan Aruch. But there is a sheet out there in the Rishonim. So what's in the Kudus HaMachlokis? Whether you could, in general, you know, whether you could, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokis in general in terms of the nature of Tosefes Shabbos? So that's the Machlokis Taz and the Marashal. Well, because there's a whole discussion, there's a discussion, as I mentioned, let's say you make Shabbos early. Do I have to have a kezias of bread after seitz? You know, so I can make Shabbos, I can make Kiddush early, but then can I bench before Shkia? Or can I bench before, like, seitz? Or I could start early, but I should have a kezias of bread. So that's a machlokas among the achronim. Whether you know, so I think maker right then we paskin, you don't have to have it. But you know, obviously, let's put it this way, if it's nightfall, it's good to cover all your shittas, it can't hurt to have another kezias of challah, especially if it's good challah. But I'm saying is for the, so, you know, I mean, I guess, I don't know, Wamach, I guess, I don't know if someone bedavka has to keep their meal going, and it's usually not too much of an issue anyway. Somehow it's never been an issue because you usually end up going well, and even if you start early, you still end up going into seitz anyway. So there's a minig is most people, I don't know if they even think, but it can't hurt to have a kezias of challah after nightfall. But it's a machlokas among the achronim. I think it's the Taz and the Maharshal, if I believe. And what's in the kudus hamachlokas? I think the Taz says no. You could finish your meal before nightfall. And the Marshal holds, no, you should have another kezayis of bread after. What's in the Kudas HaMachlokas between the Taz and Marshal? On how do you view Tosefes Shabbos or Tosefes Yontif? Is the Pshat, does it transform the day? It turns it into Machar Mamish, it turns it into Laila Mamish, right? Okay, Tosefes Shabbos now, Api Halacha, it's the next day. Oh no. Do I say Tosefes Shabbos? It's not the next day, it's still light out. It's still Friday. But the Chiddush of Tosefes Shabbos is that we let you do the Mitzvahs Hayom during this time period. But it's not that it doesn't transform the day, and in fact, as I think Rav Moshe has a tshuva, let's say it comes up during Sfiras HaOmer, let's say you make early Shabbos, you daven Ma'ariv, and then you remembered you didn't count last night's day yet. In other words, it's Shabbos already, you're already like Makabel Shabbos, right? You got the case? Mm-hmm. So could you still count Sfira of yesterday? So again, I think Rav Moshe says yes, but the issue is this. If you assume Tosefes Shabbos is like Machar, or it's too late, I shouldn't say it's too late. When we get to Sfiras HaOmer here, I'll fill you in. Maybe it's not too late. But whatever the halacha is, if you miss the whole day, then the halacha would apply, whatever the halacha is. But if you hold, no, it's still Friday, it's just a special din, so then you would be able to count. That's where Moshe seems to go with in this issue he's making. So and this issue also, the Taz and Marshal, they go along, it's like as well, they have the same discussion by Shavuos night in terms of why, because you need Tamimis. So I think, so according to the Taz, if it's Macha Mamish, so it's a problem then, they say, I think the Taz writes that you can make it early because then it's a Chisaron and Tamimis. And the Marashah, it's not a problem. It doesn't have nothing to do with Tamimis. I'm just being, so it'll be a cool and a Chormez. It also comes up, I think, Hoshana Rabbah. Could you bring in, they discussed, could you bring in Shmini Atzeres early? So according to the Taz, maybe it's a problem because then you're, again, assuming it would be a problem, but then according to the Marshal, it's still, you're not necessarily taking the day, but so they discussed the question there. I just want to point out here that perhaps, so what does the Taz say by, the Taz says you can finish, you can eat your bread, you can finish your whole meal before Seitz. And the Marashal says no. So perhaps we could say it's the Taz Lishitason. This Taz over here is the same Taz over here, or is the same Taz. But what do I mean it's Lishitason? It seems to fit in very nicely. What do I mean? Because what was the Taz over there? Why can't you make Kiddush early? Because why? It's a Chisaron and Kiddush b'makom Suda. So according to the Taz, you have to say you can eat your meal before Seitz, or else you won't be able to be Yotzei Kiddush. By definition, according to the Taz, Kiddush b'makom Suda means it needs Roila Suda. According to the Taz, you can't say, well, you can make Kiddush now, but you got to eat your meal later. According to the Taz, that's a Chisaron and Kiddush. According to the Marshal, he doesn't go with the Taz, it's Kiddush. That's not Kiddush b'makom Suda. So according to the Marshal, you can entertain making Kiddush now and eating the Suda later. We see how the Taz fits in with Shitasum. It's Kiddush of Kiddush b'makom Suda. The Taz has to say you can eat the meal before Seitz, or else you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush. By definition, I only can make Kiddush in this mound where I can eat the Suda. So this Taz, in this Machlokes Taz Marshal, by Friday night all year round, is Lishitasum with this Taz and Hilchot Pesach. The same reason why you have to wait Leil Pesach, because by Be'erev Tochu Matzos, V'achos Abaz B'Layla Zeh, you dafka have to wait for Laila, and you need Kiddush B'makom Suda. You got that or not? So we see that we got to our first Nafka Mina between Kiddush Leil Pesach and Kiddush all year round. We'll have to summarize. I think you have to go soon. You're on a tight schedule, so we'll just summarize and we'll have to continue tomorrow. So he's pointed out there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. So the halach is, we said, we know, well, Rav Soi Shal Shabbos, Ve'erev Shabbos. The bottom line is, the discussion or Zarua, that's the raya. Tosefes Shabbos is the raya. Everyone agrees to Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. That's the raya from Tosefes Shabbos. The fact you can make Shabbos early. That means it shows that Tosefta Shabbos is Daraisa. The Mordechai in Megillah says, no, here's a Raya that the Rabbanan can be Mosi. It's like a Zman, you can do a Mitzvah in a Torah during a Zman Rabbanan, so too a Rabbanan can be Mosi at Daraisa. And then you have the Rambam sheet that, no, that is the Zman of Kiddush. Whatever the Pshat is, we make Kiddush early Friday night. Yet the Shulchan Aruch says you can't make Kiddush ad shetekshach leil Pesach. So what's the Pshat? So the Magen Avraham says because this like we have a pasuk by Karban Pesach, v'achos abasa b'ayla zeh, and the Gemara equates matzah to Karban Pesach, and the Magen Avraham extends the midrabanan not only to matzah but all the mitzvahs of Laila, and therefore since it always works out that Kiddush is always the first cup of wine. So, out the first cup of wine, you need nightfall, so therefore the Magen Avraham, that's what the Machaber is getting. It's not a din in Kiddush, it's a din in Dawud Kosher. And the Taz says, no, it's a din in Kiddush. You need Kiddush from Akam Suda, it has to be Roy with Suda, and since you can't eat the matzah until nighttime, you can't make Kiddush either. My nafkamina between the Magen Avraham and the Taz, either way, I can't make Kiddush early. What happens if you did make Kiddush early? According to the Magen Avraham, you yotzi the mitzvah of Kiddush, you just have to drink another cup of wine, that's the Dalet Kosas. According to the Taz, you're not even yotzi the mitzvah of Kiddush. And on the flip side, do I have to finish the four cups of wine by Chatzos? According to the Magen Avraham, yes, that's the Rav Shechter Shita. And according to the Taz, no. Which seems to be the Minhag Olam, people don't seem to finish the Seder. They're lucky if they finish the Afikoman by Chatzos, let alone the rest of the Seder. And we said, this Taz seems to be Lushitazan. There's a Machokas Taz of Marashov in many places, but one by Friday night, now that it's early Shabbos, so the Taz says you could not only could you make Kiddush, you could finish your Suda and bench everything even before nightfall. And the Marashov writes, one should have a Kezayis of bread later on. So I'm pointing, it's a fundamental Machokas Taz of Marashov. What is the nature of Tosefta Shabbos? The Taz writes, it's Kamar Chamamish, and the Marashal says, no, it's this regarding the Mitzvah Sayom and the Ramosha's Tshuva by Sfira Omer that we see that is working with the, not with the Taz, it's not Machar Mamish, or according to the Taz, it would be too late. And we said, perhaps these two Taz work hand in hand, because the Taz has to hold, you can eat the meal before nightfall. The fact that everyone agrees you can make Kiddush, the only way, according to the Taz, you can be Yotze Kiddush, you need Kiddush and Makom Suda. So by definition, the Taz says you have to eat the meal. That's consistent with the Taz here, that the reason the Machaber is saying you have to wait until nightfall is because you need Kiddush and Makom Suda. You need the Zman HaRoi L'Suda, which is Vachos Abasa B'Layla Zeh, which is Dafka B'Layla, and not before.